Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Due to the sensitive nature of the topic that we're about to discuss, we're separating this episode of our podcast from our normal daily fare covering AEW review, Dynamite today, talking about Cody Rhodes and WrestleMania, because a story dropped today from the Wall Street Journal. The lawsuit has been brought to Vince McMahon and WWE, alleging sexual assault and sex trafficking within the company. This all goes back to the hush money payment stuff that went down two years ago now. Mm-hmm. We're about to actually get into the meat of it, but we are going to do our best to spare our audience the details of this, which I will just refer to as horrifying.
Yeah. Heinous, and disgusting.
Disgusting, heinous.
It's deplorable. The actions of Vince, John Laurinaitis is the other executive named this lawsuit. There is other WWE superstars implicated, or WWE superstars implicated, and it's horrific. It's horrible. It's heinous.
The lawsuit is out there. It's public. You can click. You can read the entire thing. I honestly could only get through a portion of it before I couldn't anymore. Like it was, you know.
It gets worse. It just keeps getting worse.
It just keeps
getting worse, and your heart goes out to the victim. Like, no one should have to suffer through this.
Yeah, yeah. So, from the Wall Street Journal, a woman who received a payout from WWE boss Vince McMahon has accused McMahon, the company, and a former executive of sex trafficking in a new lawsuit that raises questions about the breadth of an internal company probe conducted by a law firm last year. Janelle Grant, a former employee at the wrestling firm's headquarters, said in a lawsuit filed Thursday that she was abused and sexually exploited by McMahon while he was chief executive. She alleged that McMahon lured her with promises of career advancement, and then he allegedly exploited her and trafficked her to other men inside the company. Grant signed a non-disclosure agreement in 2022 in which McMahon agreed to pay $3 million for her to not to discuss their relationship or to disparage him. The WWE received an anonymous tip in 2022 about the relationship and started a board investigation, which uncovered other payments by the CEO to women. Grant's lawyer said McMahon stopped making payments under the 2022 deal after the initial $1 million installment. The suit seeks to void the agreement and unspecified financial damages. Jerry McDevitt, Vince McMahon's attorney in the agreement with Grant, said he no longer represents the WWE founder. McMahon and the WWE didn't immediately respond to requests for comment. Like we said, the details of the sequence of events are absolutely horrifying.
Yeah.
We had read in one of the letters when Vince McMahon came back early last year, about a year ago, when he forced his way back into WWE, one of the letters sent back to Vince McMahon by the board of directors in WWE noted that there were still details that had not publicly been released about all this stuff.
Yeah.
And I have no idea. There's no way to possibly speculate if this specifically is what it was referring to or if there is other stuff out there. you know, I understand that Ari Emanuel, the head of Endeavor, had no problem standing by Dana White after he was basically, you know, filmed striking his wife. This is not to qualify or quantify, you know, levels of people being awful, but this is a major deal.
You'd think they would have to get Vince out without delay.
Yeah.
No hesitation on the company's part. This is full stop, the end of Vince in WWE and TKO. This has to be.
I would be shocked if it wasn't at this point.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what the precedent is necessarily for something this. I mean, we've seen men of Vince McMahon's financial stature and business stature be ruined for things similar to less than, more than. The fact that, I mean, dude, I don't know what was known or not known by whomever, but, you know, I don't care who it is, but anybody who enabled this, you know, John Laurinaitis is named in this as the executive that, you know, this person was trafficked to, and his name popped up before.
Yeah.
But some of the details are so horrifying. I would be shocked, absolutely shocked. And there are receipts. There are, like, this is corroborated stuff in this lawsuit, text messages. Brock Lesnar is implicated as well as allegedly being involved in this. I don't know what roads this is going to take, how this is going to play out, but you would think that, you know, there would be some, you know, just the other day, I think it was East Side Reviews, one of our chatters had said, you know, is it possible that The Rock was brought on to sort of replace Vince as face, given that this stuff could pop up? And that seems, you know, it doesn't even seem like conspiracy theory at this point. It just seems like that's a possibility.
Yeah.
If Vince's role was big picture face of the company to high profile business, you know, potential suitors, then that's entirely possible. I have no idea, but the timing, you cannot tell me, is not coincidental, at least.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, obviously this is an ongoing thing. I kind of feel like the approach of sort of putting Vince stuff on his own island at this point is probably the way we're going to handle this.
Yeah.
Because it is, you know, and people who want to have nothing to do with them don't have to watch this content if they don't want to. I don't, you honestly, dude, I said this in one of our previous takes.
Yeah.
This.
Yeah. Yeah.
Reading this seriously made me think, God, why do I have to be involved in covering pro wrestling?
Yeah.
Because it's sickening, and it makes me, like, not give a shit about the Royal Rumble coming up and you know, talking about it and all that kind of stuff.
It's the stain of what Vince has done now permeates everything about WWE at this point.
Yeah.
You know, and I, you know, one of the reasons that we separated this news from the rest of the AEW review is that this is heavy stuff. This is stuff that matters. This is, you know, the aim of this lawsuit is to hold Vince accountable, and Laurinaitis, for that matter, for their actions. And hopefully they will be. I mean, I don't know what the statute of limitations on this stuff is, but this seems to be a criminal thing they were doing here.
I don't know what the,
based on reading it, potentially. There could be the potential for, you know, Vince is already under investigation. He had search warrants served on him at his house.
That's a good point.
And who knows if this is part of that or not. Yeah. And now with this lawsuit, is this going to, if that's not part of the search warrant aspect, is this going to broaden the criminal investigation into Vince?
Yeah, part of me, honestly, dude, and this is so sick, and it's just the world we live in. Part of me is so cynical that it's like, oh, he'll never do criminal, like, he'll never suffer criminal penalties. The only thing at this point for a guy like that is being removed from the one thing he loves, and that's power. But God, I would love for there to be criminal repercussions.
Absolutely.
Or at least, you know, have this be seen in a court of criminal law, but you know how it is.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I understand that.
But I would hope so. I would really hope so.
Yeah. You know, and talking about subject matter such as this, and then try to transition to, hey, let's talk Dynamite. You know, it, what we see in our television screens when it comes to World Pro Wrestling is trivial compared to these real world matters of potential criminal wrongdoing and people suffering due to that wrongdoing, you know?
Yeah.
And it, you know, I don't know how we'd be able to seamlessly go from one to the other. I don't think we could.
Yeah, I know.
Hence why this is its own video. And we'll talk about AEW and other, you know, behind the scenes wrestling stuff in the podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Again, you know, like we said, the lawsuit is out there. It's an ongoing thing. If you want to, you know, read more in depth, let me give you, personally speaking, just a warning. It is revolting stuff.
It's
difficult to get through. And I couldn't. I'm like, hey, man, I signed up to cover wrestling and, you know, the business of it behind the scenes. And I understand that talking about Vince McMahon is part of what we do, and I got to sack up sometimes. But I just, for my own sanity, I couldn't get through the entire thing. I got through the opening, you know, basically the intro where it sort of gives you the details or the overview. And even in there, there's some really nasty details. But I was pretty shook by it. And yeah, I can't. It's so disgusting. It's absolutely horrifying.
It is absolutely horrifying. And you know, hopefully Vince Laurinaitis and anybody else who's implicated are held accountable
across the board. I don't give a shit. Look, across the board, I don't care how much I've
Vince to a PA, anybody who is involved in this
champion. I don't care who I've championed in the past. If anybody's implicated in this in a real way, they deserve all the hell they're given. And Vince McMahon deserves hell and worse. He really
does.
You got
that right.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.